In today's story, Saul is again searching for David out in the wilderness. David has heard that Saul is looking for him, and he has sent out spies to locate Saul's camp. Just picture David's spies watching from behind rocks and bushes as Saul's men make camp in a comfortable valley. Then they go back and they tell David.
Well, men, we know where they are. Who'll go with me into their camp tonight? How about you, Abishai?
I'll go. I saw where Saul went to sleep. Abner and his men are sleeping around him, and the Lord God will see to it that none of them shall wake up.
And so David and Abishai walked off into the night, moving carefully, as two lions creeping upon their prey. Can you imagine them carefully stepping over and around sleeping soldiers, while God's angels were watching from above, causing a deep sleep to fall upon Abner and all of Saul's men? Finally, they found Saul in a deep sleep. His spear in its holster was beside him. Abishai whispered in David's ear, "The Lord has delivered Saul into our hands. Let me take his spear and run him through."
"No, Abishai. The Lord will smite him in his time. We must not put his hand against the Lord's anointed. Take his spear and water jug, and let's go quickly."
And so they went to a high hill on the other side of the valley, and David called out through the night,
"Abner! I thought you were a valiant man. You're supposed to be guarding the king, and we have come upon him and could have killed him. Where is his spear and his cruse of water?"
"It is David. I know his voice."
"Oh, my son David, I have sinned. You have proven your goodness again. You shall be blessed and do great things. Fear not. I will not harm you."
And so Saul stopped pursuing after David. God's love had delivered him again. God wants to deliver you because he loves you. The Bible says the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. Would you like God to direct your life? As many as receive him, Jesus, God's Son, to them he gave the power to become a child of God. Do you want to become a new child of God? Then pray with me right now. Dear Jesus, come into my heart. Please forgive me for the wrong things I've done and make me clean and like new again. Thank you for making me your child. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins and for giving me everlasting life. Amen.